But Murkowski is voicing her concerns over recent Interior Department decisions. She put a hold last week on President Obama's nominee for Deputy Interior Secretary. The confirmation of David Hayes can't move forward until her procedural hold is lifted. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Murkowski says she's frustrated by a series of decisions that affect oil and gas development, including the extended comment period on a draft five-year offshore development plan. Her spokesman, Robert Dillon, says Secretary Salazar has pledged repeatedly to include oil and gas development in his energy platform, but so far, Murkowski hasn't seen that happen to her liking.
We're looking for Interior Department actions to more closely follow their words. I mean, you know, they talk a lot about new production and the need for new production, but so far their actions haven't lived up to that. And so we're hoping to hear that they're not going to unfairly target the oil industry and have an anti-oil bias that we're concerned that they've shown so far.
The Interior Department has said it plans to hold more than 40 lease sales for oil and gas development on public lands this year and has offered leases covering 1 million acres so far. But Dillon says the department has shut down other sales, changed Bush-era decisions on mining, and has yet to respond to last month's court decision vacating the department's Outer Continental Shelf leasing program. Dillon says there is also concern about how the Interior Department will deal with the decision in the next couple of days about the polar bear rule of the Endangered Species Act. It has until Saturday to decide whether or not to uphold the Bush administration rule that prohibits using the ESA to regulate activities or projects outside the Arctic that emit greenhouse gases. Last week, Secretary Salazar reversed one part of the Bush-era Endangered Species Act changes. Now, federal agencies do have to consult with wildlife experts before taking action that might affect threatened or endangered species. Murkowski's spokesman, Robert Dillon, says they were hoping Salazar would open up the decision to public comment and scrutiny before reversing it.
I think the ESA rule was the final straw, but there has been a culmination of actions by Interior that have raised concerns, and the senator, you know, had been watching carefully, had talked to Salazar about her concerns in the past, and she doesn't want to, you know, block these nominations unnecessarily, but she decided that this was the one way she could get answers to her concerns in a quick manner.
Dillon says Murkowski has not been satisfied with the answers some of the Interior Department nominees have provided to the Senate Energy Committee during their confirmation process. She recently sent a letter to Secretary Salazar with 5 pages of questions, ranging on the Endangered Species Act to which climate change models will be considered when making policy decisions. Dillon says if the questions are answered sufficiently, Murkowski will lift the hold she currently has on the president's nominee for Deputy Interior Secretary. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.